Will you hear it now in this translation I've referred to? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse maketh known the work of his hands. Day unto day poureth forth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, there are no words, yet their voice is heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and to the end of the earth their words. In them hath he sent a tent for the sun, and he is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. He rejoiceth as a strong man to run the course. His going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of them. There is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Now this is a marvelous, very wonderful psalm. The heavens declare the glory of God. Well, this reveals the fact that, as Paul says in Romans, that the invisible things of him are seen by the things that are made. And they tell out the wisdom of God, they tell out the power of God, and they tell out, I think, something of the plan and purpose of God. And that is the purpose of creation. And actually, the thing that man has come to the conclusion, apparently, from the very beginning is that creation is the primitive witness of God to man as creature. And they just think of God the Father. Yet all the creeds of the church, including the Apostles' Creed, ascribe creation exclusively to God the Father. But when you come to the New Testament and there's an amplification even of creation, you find out that that is not exactly accurate. The Apostles' Creed says, I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth. Well, somebody says, isn't that accurate? It is as far as it goes. But the Trinity was involved in the creation of the earth. In fact, that word Elohim is a plural word in the Hebrew, and it speaks of the Trinity. And we are told that the Lord Jesus was the agent of creation, and the Holy Spirit came in and refurbished, revamped, redecorated this. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep after a great catastrophe came in. And we're told in John, another beginning, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told again in Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, our dominions, our principalities, our powers, all things were created by him and for him. So that we have the fact here of the creation, and the Lord Jesus was the agent. It's the same thing you have in the first chapter of Ephesians. In our redemption, God the Father planned it. God the Son paid for it. And God the Holy Spirit protects it. And I think that applies to God's creation today. That God the Father is the one who planned this universe. God the Son, he executed it. And he is the one that redeemed it, because the whole creation is groaning and it's to be redeemed. And then we have God the Holy Spirit moving, brooding over this creation today. And may I add this, that the Son is so prominent here, as you saw, he's as a bridegroom coming out. I was in Jerusalem, and every morning we could see the sun come up as it came up over the side of the Mount of Olives. What a thrill! And you'd see the light breaking on Jerusalem, the walls of the city, the high places first, up where David's grave is, up at Mount Zion. Then we'd see it touching the top of the buildings, then the walls of Jerusalem, then the temple area. What a thrill! And that's a picture of another bridegroom, by the way, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bridegroom. And he's coming someday in glory to this earth, coming as the Son of Righteousness to this earth. But before he comes, he's going to take his church out into the church. He's the bright and morning star. And the bright morning star always appears before the sunrise. What a picture we have here in creation. Nothing quite like it. And we find here this wonderful, wonderful psalm. We have a picture of creation.